From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. The testimonials have been given and now the waiting begins. The Texas Water Development Board's public commentary period on the Marvin Nichols Reservoir proposal ended last Friday. Last week, the agency hosted two public forums on the project, one in Mount Pleasant and one in Arlington. There's no set timeline for the Water Board to issue a decision on the project. It could come today or it could come months from now. On today's program and next week's, we're going to do something a little different and turn the mic over to some of the speakers recorded at the public meeting in Mount Pleasant last week. Today we'll hear from an opponent of the project, Jim Edson of Celeste, who's part of the Northeast Texas Planning Group for the Water Board. In his comments, Edson mentions, among other things, the possibility of the Louisiana black bear being present in the proposed reservoir site.
And I've lived around the Dallas area for a long time. Remember when Mayor Laura Miller put her finger on that lovely little reach of the Trinity River just below the downtown Dallas area and just about lost her mayorship? And part of this was because of the fact that you have this 6,000-acre bottomland hardwood forest on the Trinity River. People came out in droves, money people with connections to politicians. They just about got Mayor Miller thrown out, and they ended that particular project. But it seems to me that Dallas has got the absolute great opportunity to put in a 20,000-acre reservoir right there at the bottom of downtown Dallas. But they won't do that. They're going to cast their eyes over here on 30,000 acres of bottomland hardwood forest. And the reason is you've got powerful, rich people in Region C. You got people here. This is a low population with people with very little money. It's rich and powerful versus poor and powerless. Yeah. In another country, we would be outraged. Yeah. Now, the second thing is I sat in on a meeting where the Corps of Engineers was talking about the basin-wide study. So we got this 30,000 acres of bottomland hardwood forest on Marvin Nichols. That, in fact, is enough for a Louisiana black bear. We probably have Louisiana black bear in that forest at this point. That is an endangered species. I asked the Corps of Engineers, how are you going to ascertain the biological condition of this basin? They said, we'll use the best data available. I know the data is the Texas Natural Heritage Program. There are no ecological occurrence records for the basin. I've written most of them that are out there. There are no data to judge from. So simply, they're just kind of casting off the idea of abiding by the Endangered Species Act. If you're going to stand up and say, okay, it's all right to walk on poor folk, if it's okay to violate the Endangered Species Act, show the courage of your convictions, stand up and do it. Don't talk behind your hand. Thank you.
Jim Edson of Celeste, recorded at the April 29th public forum hosted by the Texas Water Development Board in Mount Pleasant on the topic of the Marvin Nichols Reservoir proposal. One note, the Louisiana black bear is listed as a threatened species by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Next week, we'll hear testimonials from a couple of supporters of the project, the mayors of Mount Pleasant and Mount Vernon, at that same meeting. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.